This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here in Barolo with Enrico Rivetto. How are you, Enrico?
Very good.
What we're going to do is we're going to taste some of your wines and have you talk about it a wee bit and just give us a feeling about Barolo and your winery as well. Before we do that, how big is your winery?
We actually, in hectares, we have 35 hectares of extension. 20 hectares are vineyards, and the rest are hazelnuts and some small woods and everything. Considering the size of how many bottles we produce per year, is around between 100,000 and 120,000 bottles per year. That's what we consider medium-small winery, like size, in this area.
Yeah. Who's the big wineries here?
The biggest winery probably is Terra del Barolo. That is a big cooperative.
Yep.
Because here there is also this kind of big company where all the small producers give the grapes to this big cooperative.
Yep. What about private companies?
Private companies, I think Fontana Fredda.
Oh, I saw them on the way in.
Exactly. This is, I think, is the biggest number of hectares in the Barolo area.
Okay.
Like private.
Yep. Okay. All right, let's have a look at the wines. You've given me a wine that's quite an unusual one. What's the grape variety?
It's a very unusual wine, it's unique, and it's called Nascetta. Mm-hmm. That's the grape variety. And as I told you before, it was quite common to find it before the World War II, after it was completely disappeared. And the University of Torino, they studied and they attested that this Nascetta, this grape variety, is indigenous from Barolo area. So when we knew that, we start to experiment and plant it and try to understand what could be the reaction and effects on and the quality of the wines, if it could be good. We think it's very good grape variety, also in meaning of the possibility to be aged. So we start to produce and to plant and produce. And this grape variety is very important because it's a semi-aromatic grape variety. The smell and the bouquet, it reminds the tropical fruits like bananas or ananas, usually. For us, this wine is a kind of challenge because our knowledge about these wines is not big because it's only six producers now they are producing this this wine, so we don't have a big also comparison with other wines. In the next 3-4 years, there will be around 20-25 producers, so that will be better. And it will become a DOC from this year. Will be called Lange Nascetta DOC. Actually, it's Lange Bianco because it's not recognized yet, but it will be very shortly.
When I tasted it, it reminded me a lot of a Viognier with a lovely peachy apricot notes.
Yeah, because there are some aromas who are in common with this kind of semi-aromatic grape variety.
Sure. Not big in the acidity. The acidity is quite low.
Because of the young vineyards, of course, it depends also on the vintage, but I think it's basically the fact that the acidity should be more intense is because this is a new vineyard, so that's my second harvest of this. So we have to consider that after the fourth and the fifth harvest, we can have interesting and in quality on the structure, and we have complete wine. The first two or three are a little bit more difficult, but you know, just to give you an idea about the potential of these grapes.
So the how do you pronounce it? Nascetta.
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 Or there's two ways. If you say in Italian ways, Nascetta. If you say in our dialect, in Piemontese dialect, is Nascetta.
Nascetta.
Yeah, it's up to you.
I'll go for Nascetta.
Okay. It's easier, maybe.
Yeah. It is very much like an Albarino or a Viognier style, quite fleshy. The alcohol's only, 13%?
13% of
alcohol. Yeah, but it feels fuller and richer. Which is nice.
I think in the future we will improve our knowledge of this wine and of this grape. How also the reaction, considering the weather, the drain and everything. So, but we need time.
Yep.
Wine always we need time. So we have to be patient.
And when did you say the DOC is coming through?
This year.
This year.
This harvest.
They should
be approved in end of August. So. I hope that, because when we recognize the DOC, we have more power in our sides, you know, to show also to the customers that we have DOC. It's not because on the Lange Bianco you can have many grape variety. In fact, this Lange Bianco is only 100% Nascetta grape. But if we have a Lange Nascetta DOC, everybody knows that is DOC.
And you can't. You haven't written the.
It's written here. It's written on the, oh, on the on that the is produced by Nascetta grapes.
Is that
because really? It's not, we have to follow the laws, so.
Yeah.
Nascetta is bigger.
You must be any Italian following the laws.
You know,
my drive through from Turin.
Yeah, yeah. But we are in the north of Italy, and we are sometimes following the rules. If you go in the south, it is a different story. But, you know, that's maybe another.
Do they follow the rules better in the south?
Not less. It's just you go to Naples and you will see. You can just stand on the street and you will see that everything is different. But, you know, they have also good wines there. Different people.
Yeah, sure. Okay, what's the second one we've got?
The second one that we're going to taste is the Barbera d'Alba Zio Nando 2007. Mm-hmm. Is I can say you something about this single vineyard, because it is a single vineyard, and Zio Nando is the name of the vineyards. We take the name of my father's uncle, because Zio in Italian language it means uncle, and Nando is the nickname of Ferdinando, and it is this guy over there on the right side with the white shirt. This guy which was planted this vineyard in the 1944. So that was an old vineyards, and is a limited production of between 5,000 and 7,000 bottles per year. There is a very high selection in the vineyards, so we are cutting the 40-50% of the grapes, and not only we are cutting also the down part of the grape, because in the down part of the grape is concentrated more acidity. And the Barbera grape is genetically very rich of acidity, so we don't want too much, because otherwise it's difficult to drink, it's not so well balanced. So in all our wines, we try to find a way to have well-balanced wines. And in this area, especially in the Lange Hills and in Piemonte in general, it's not very easy, because the quantity of tannins is very high. And not all the tannins are good, and not always too aggressive tannins are good. So we try to have well-balanced wines.
So you've got a normal grape cluster.
Yeah, we have a normal grape cluster. We cut the part, how you say, the down part of the grape.
The bottom half.
Yeah, the bottom half. Because there, in this part, is concentrated of more acidity.
Is that because it doesn't see as much sunlight?
No, it's just genetical and physiological things from the tree, and especially from the Barbera. Mm-hmm. We don't do for the Nebbiolo that. We don't do either for the Dolcetto. It's just because the Barbera has more acidity. It's just genetical characteristic, more acidity. So not always this more acidity is good.
Yep.
And so we are just cutting the down part so to have a more well-balanced acidity, and so that we can have a pleasant wine.
I've noticed you've chilled the Barbera down.
No, I chilled this Barbera only because outside is 30 Celsius.
Yeah.
And I hate to drink at 30 Celsius the wines.
Yeah, it's
so
too hot.
These wines, it was just, you know, 10 minutes in the fridge, and just to have the temperature at 16, 17, and now you feel more cold because outside is very hot.
Yeah.
But... And especially for our wines where you have a lot of alcohol, if you drink at 30 Celsius, the alcohol evaporates for first.
Yeah.
And you feel only the alcohol.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I hate it.
Yeah.
So I prefer to have a little cool, and in the glass is getting warmer. So you have a better taste, I think, more pleasant taste. And of course, for this Barbera, we age a little bit in French oak barrel and a little bit in Slavonian oak barrel. As you saw from in the cellar, we have two types of oak.
Mm.
We have a Slavonian oak, and we have a French oak for different use. You know, I'm not an extremist of the oak. I just need the oak like the salt in the salad. Let's say we need to age the wines in the oak barrel.
Is that to soften the tannins or to get...
It depends what we want. It depends on the interpretation of the vintage. If we have a full-bodied vintage with a great structure Barbera, we prefer to age more in the French oak barrel. If we have a medium body, we prefer to have a Slavonian oak barrel, because it giving more, the Slavonian oak giving more slowly the tannins, and more dry.
The Slovenian oak barrels were quite big, though. They were bigger
3,000 liters. 3,000 liters, 3,000 usually. Liters. But yeah. You can have also bigger or smaller, of course.
Yeah. Is it a function of the size of the barrel?
Of also the size of the barrel give a different taste, because the relation wine oak in a smaller barrel is higher than a bigger oak. But usually in our tradition, the 3,000 liters oak barrel were the most common, because it's the right size for aging.
Okay. You said earlier that the barrels, you use them for up to 15 years, the Slovenian.
This big Slovenian, 15 years.
Why is
more
that?
More or less. Because, you know, the wood is getting less, survive more than the French one. The French one, after between three and five years, they're giving more taste, the transpiration. Because we have not to forget that the oak is not only, we use oak only because there is a taste of something. Because there is a transpiration, the breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a small apport of oxygen that we have, small every day, very small quantity, that build some, we call oxygen bridge. So there are some chemical process which the evolution of the flavor can be getting better and better. So it's thanks to this apport to oxygen that can give the chance to have a better flavor and evoluted wines, like Barolos, for example.
Yep.
And for that reason that we need oak. And the oak have to be always clean, and the pore, I think it's called pores.
Pores, yeah.
Pores have to be always quite free of the dirty things and everything, because it need to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And in the French oak, the breathing is very fast. And so the pores are getting more dirty immediately. For the bigger wooden barrel is different.
Okay.
And this Slavonian oak is different. Different oak.
Would you say your Barbera d'Alba, what does d'Alba mean?
Alba is the name of, let's call, the capital of the wine region. It's a town.
Mm.
It's a town which is 30,000 people, and that's the bigger city of in the area. And it's important because in the past, in our tradition, if you want to sell something, you have to go to Alba. If you want to buy something, you have to go to the Alba market. You know, it was a point of referment for all the hills around. And for that reason that all the DOC are mostly of them, they take the name of this.
Because a lot of the towns on the way in, when I was driving in, had Alba.
Barbera, of course, because they are small and they want to be, you know, connected with Alba, they are more famous. Also because Alba is famous for the truffle, the white truffles.
Oh.
And when I show you before this, our soil, rich of clay and a lot of calcium, it's like gray or white, our soil. It's because also it gives the possibility to find here truffles, white truffles, outstanding. The flavor is unbelievable. And that's because Alba is famous for that, not only for the wine, but also for the white truffles. And so Alba was famous always for that. And this was an attraction also in the past. So for that reason, for the historical reason, the Dolcetto is becoming Dolcetto d'Alba, the DOC. And the Barbera is becoming Barbera d'Alba, DOC. Of course, if you go northern, close to Asti, that is another area where they produce always wines from Piemonte, they have Barbera d'Asti, but it's different wine.
Yeah, yeah.
They are different characteristic. Here, all our wines have more characteristic, they come from a very clay soil. In the Asti region, they have more sandy soil, so our wines are more tough, heavy, the structure is very good, the body is very intense. In the Asti region, they are more less able to be aged, but more fluidy, more pleasant immediately.
Mm.
But that's two different areas, two different characteristics.
A lot of people say that, you know, heavier clay-based soils produce a heavier style of wine.
Heavy style of wine, it doesn't mean that the wine is heavy. You know, we are here, and that's my philosophy of making wines, is to try to find a way to respect our terroir and have well-balanced and pleasant wine. How we can have these well-balanced and pleasant wines with such a great concentration and such a great quantity of tannins. We just use the temperature in the cellar, the right temperature during the fermentation, and to find the way to to understand the vintage, the year. If we understand the characteristic of this vintage, we are able to take a decision who try to have well-balanced wines. Well-balanced wines for me is the alcohol, acidity, fruit, and tannins have to be in well-balanced. So this Barbera that you tasted is close to 15% of alcohol.
Well, but it doesn't feel it.
You don't feel it.
No.
So it means that I try to have more drinkable wines without using nothing special, nothing chemical or particular method. It's just to use our knowledge and use the right oak in the right time, pick the grapes in the right moment, and use the right temperature in the cellar. If we have a good temperature, if we can be able to extract the right tannins in the right time, because we know that. We know when we can extract the right tannin. The problem is to have the healthy grape where we can extract the right tannins. If we have sick grapes with fungus or something like that, how we can extract the good things? We can't. We extract bad things.
Okay, you get rot.
Yeah, of course. If you have botrytis on the grape, when we pick it, of course we can extract botrytis taste, not other good things. So for us, it's very important to have a healthy and good grape, mature, in the cellar. When it's in the cellar, it's easier. I'm less worried because I'm always worried when the grapes are outside. Always. I think problems of everybody. Because when in old agriculture, when the grapes is outside, under the weather and the hail, rain, sun, and non devi entrare.
I was talking to a producer in Macon yesterday, and he lost half his harvest to hail.
You know, that's the things that makes us different, like all the other production. If you produce clothes, tables, or something else, you always have the materials to do that. Oh, you get wrong. Okay, I will do tomorrow, and I set up and fix it another way. Here not. If one year that you work all the year for this amount of when you harvest for the crop, you have a bad weather, you've lost everything. Mm. So you have to wait the other year. You cannot do anything else. So that is our bigger problem. But you know, all the agriculture is like that.
Okay, and what we're going to do is we'll wrap it up here, and next week we'll taste the Barolos.